Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. What, now, what were you saying?
Yeah, I've been abroad a lot, so
Mm-hmm.
no big deal really.
Oh, neat. So now, do you speak French?
A little bit. I kind of forgotten it a little bit. I spoke for like 5 years, but
Oh, that's right. Student
I haven't
card.
spoken in 2 years, so it's a little bit rusty.
Now, is that what you're going to be taught in at school?
Excuse me?
Is that what you're going to be taught in at school?
No, I'll be taught in English.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, but I have to take Dutch for like a couple weeks.
Wow. Now you took it at Penn, or you're going to take it there?
What?
Dutch.
I'm taking it there, in Belgium.
Oh, okay. Neat. So you're leaving the third?
The fourth.
The fourth, that's right. I keep on reversing it. I'm not sure what to say. That's very strange. So what is Belgian food like? So you told me you guys went to a restaurant?
I'm sorry, what was that?
So you told me you guys went to a Belgian restaurant?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. What was
A Belgian restaurant?
Yes, we
What
went.
is their food like?
I don't know, I guess nothing really different. I mean, I had duck, so it's kind of like chicken.
Okay.
And they have French fries like we do here, so. And so it's a weird thing if they dip it in mayonnaise instead of ketchup.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's kind of weird. And their mayonnaise is kind of like whipped butter. So it's like, we're like all laid out China, and it was kind of weird.
I bet. You're very quiet.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to say.
I know, it's
I mean,
strange.
and I like I feel more comfortable if I've seen you first, you know?
Yeah.
But at least I have an idea, but.
I see, I've done this. I did this with Ben last year. And I did it with David this year.
Yeah.
And I talked to Arash for part of the time when Steve called me with one time. So I don't know. He's been telling me a lot about you, so that was kind of so I kind of And he said that you guys might live near each other next year.
And we might what?
Live near each other?
Yeah, we're thinking about that.
Okay.
So, what school are you going to do?
Well, I'm going to Northeastern now, but I'm planning on transferring to Northern Illinois.
Northern Illinois.
Right, and then hopefully, if I can work it out, I might go second semester to China to teach conversational English.
Right, that's cool.
Yeah.
So wait, what are you majoring in again?
Special education for the trainably mentally handicapped and multiply handicapped, and I'm minoring in linguistics.
Wow.
So you're doing business, right?
Yeah.
What part of business? What exactly?
Well, I'm into a triple concentration at this point. I haven't decided.
A triple concentration?
Yeah, it's not. That's not that. It's not that. It's not as hard as it seems. Yeah, I'll do finance, strategic management, and operation information management systems.
Wow. And do you have like a goal place you want to work or a goal job?
A what?
Is there a particular place you wish to work or?
No, I haven't really thought about it.
So you can actually, how long would it take you to get the triple?
Same. Get out with everybody else.
Really? Do most people do that?
They double concentrate, but that's because, but most people, I mean, see, I'm a junior status, so I skip because of all those AP credits.
Oh, okay.
So that gives me the option of doing that, but most people double concentrate.
Now you're a sophomore, right?
Right.
I mean, you would be. You're technically a sophomore.
Yeah.
Okay. Neat. Wow. Now, are you minoring in anything?
Yeah, actually, international relations and economics.
Oh, wow. That's your minor? That's your minor?
Those two are my minor.
Yep. You have a double minor.
Yeah.
Incredible. I've never heard of such a thing. Wow.
It's not as hard as it seems, only because a lot of those courses overlapped.
Ah.
So it's just like, it may seem like a lot, but it really isn't.
Interesting. Oh, wait, can I ask you a question? It's kind of quite odd, but when Steve gave me your number, he wrote a whole bunch of weird, really weird sayings that you have on there.
A weird, okay.
He was in a very strange mood.
Okay.
And he said that your name in French means what?
I'm going to kick his ass for this, but, yeah, well, okay, well, if you say my name in French, the J sounds like a G.
Right.
So it's self-explanatory.
Oh, okay, I was thinking of, okay.
Right, and if you say it in Spanish, it sounds like an H, and it sounds like high.
Oh, okay.
So he used to joke, like, people used to joke around, like, if I go to Spain, I'm high, and I'm high on drugs, and if I go to French, I'm gay, and if I go to India, then I'm something else, you know, so it has different meanings all over the world, so.
Oh, okay. No, the way he explained it was much different, and I didn't get it. So I'm sitting there, and I'm trying to think, well, Merchant, at first I thought it was your last name.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm like, well, Merchant doesn't mean anything in French, and maybe you're like a seller or something.
Right.
Oh, okay. Oh, he was in a very strange mood. Oh, he told me to tell you what he wrote on there, because
for
he
what?
Was in a strange mood. He's like, he wrote, he was being very strange. I've never seen him like that. He wrote, J.D. Merchant, he emerges victorious. Is that what you, and that means, J in Indian means?
Yeah.
I win?
J means victorious.
Okay. And then he gave me a thing. And then he's like, oh, he goes, you have to tell Jay that I wrote, for a good time call, J Merchant. So he was being really weird. I don't know. So, I don't know. It's strange.
So, well, tell me a little bit about yourself. I hardly know. I just basically, Steve talks very, I mean, I don't live with Steve, so I know very little compared to, say, Javid or Rosh.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me a little bit about yourself.
Tell me about my, well, I graduated a year early from high school.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I decided second semester of junior year to graduate a year early. So I made my parents decide in 3 days to allow me to do it. And so that's why I'm staying at home for a year.
Right.
Because they wouldn't let me leave. I was planning on being a high school band director up until I decided that wasn't the job for me, and that therefore I didn't need to stay a year, and I graduated. I met Steve in band where I played flute, piccolo. I started taking a little bit of percussion, and I conducted a lot. But I wasn't very good at music,
mm-hmm.
which doesn't make a lot of sense. I don't know. I'm very short. I'm about 4'8". And I giggle a lot, so people think I'm 6. But, I don't know. I mean, my major says, my major is special education. And that's probably the most perfect job that I can possibly have.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm studying linguistics, which is how I first started talking. Well, how I first started talking to Javid for a long time, because I was studying dialect, and he, of course, was from a different dialect. So we started...
Right.
So I did a whole spiel with him, which was a lot of fun. Oh, I think you came in at the end, right? Because you were going to go see Showgirls, were you?
Excuse me?
Did you see Showgirls with Steve and Javid?
Showgirls?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, because Steve told me you were there. So the fact that you, I was talking to Javid, and I talked to Stephanie, and blew like a... 2 hours on my phone bill. Or 3 hours. No, it was hour and a half per thing.
Wow.
Yeah, my mom. And then I did a 4-hour one. But this time I was smart and I split it up with the phone card and the telephone. So when my mom sees it, it'll just appear like two and two. It's like I spoke to him 2 hours at a time.
Right.
But the fact that he keeps going to Spain, so that I'll make up for all the time I don't speak to him. I don't know. I mean, do you have any questions that...
No.
So tell me about yourself.
Myself, okay. Well, okay, I guess. I guess I'll go with the height since you mentioned yours. I'm 5'7".
Are you taller than Steve or shorter?
Huh?
Are you taller than Steve or shorter?
Maybe about the same. I don't know, if a little bit taller, maybe 5'.
Okay.
I don't know exactly how tall he is, but.
Right.
Let's see. I'm obviously Indian. I don't know if he told you that.
Yeah.
With a British ancestor. My great-great-grandfather was British.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
That's how I get my last name.
Great.
Let's see. What else? I'm interested in business. That's why I'm in Wharton. I also like to dabble in art.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if Steve mentioned
What's that the part?
I like to do surrealist, basic collages because I suck at drawing and painting.
So, collages with what?
Hmm?
With what? Collages, what do you...
With images, of like I like to, like a lot of computer graphic arts kind of stuff.
Oh, okay.
That's what
wow.
I like to do. And, like I like to make collages, cut out images from pictures and stuff, and kind of create like a surrealistic stuff. That's my favorite theme. See, I like to play tennis. Chess, fan of chess. what else? Read a lot.
What
like
type of books do you like?
Huh?
What type of books do you like?
It varies every year. I read different kind of stuff. This year is a lot of business stuff, only because start getting that time of year, you got to start worrying about your job interviews and stuff. But
wow.
Yeah, I just like all kinds of stuff. Really, nothing in particular. I like to listen to YouTube.
Mm.
What else? That's basically it.
Do you know the history of why I asked to speak to you or no?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Did Stephen tell you why I wanted to speak to you?
I don't know. Maybe not. I don't remember why.
I'll explain because it's a fairly strange request. But when Steve and I became very close friends his senior year.
Senior year?
His senior year. Mm-hmm. We knew each other vaguely throughout our we're 2 years apart, technically.
Right.
So his senior year, or 3 years, sorry, 3 years. Wait. His senior year, I was a sophomore, so that's 2 years. But his junior year, we talked once in a while, and before that, we knew each other from Temple, but I didn't like him at all. We didn't get along, which was kind of funny. But so we became very, very close. And when he went down to college, he wanted me. I don't know if he wanted me to. No, he kind of. He kept from talking about Ben so much that I wanted to talk to him. So Ben would always come on his phone, and we started to talk. And Ben and I emailed each other a whole bunch throughout the whole year. And we got into really. It was kind of neat. I just talked to him, and we got down a whole bunch of layers and really got to know each other. So that was really neat. So then when he went, and then he would come, and then all of a sudden I started hearing a lot about Javed. So I asked him to introduce me to Javed. So Javed and I started speaking. And then I said, well, I've met everybody. And then I met Stephanie through a couple phone calls, and then through the study I was doing. And then I met Arash, but he's been speaking about you a lot. And so I was kind of interested in hearing what your voice sounds like and hearing what you're like, because so far everyone he's introduced me to has been really wonderful.
That's great.
And you have been a very good friend to him from what he tells me, that you really care for him. And so, I don't know, I just kind of wanted to see, kind of meet you or put a voice with a name.
I'm sorry.
I've seen a picture of you, but, and I had a night... When he used to tell me a lot about you, and so I always got pictures of everyone in the dorm. Well, you know, you, Ben, Steph. I had pictures of everybody in my head, not Steph, but you, Ben, Javed, and Arash. I had pictures in my head of everybody, and he showed me your freshman like book with all the pictures in it, and I had my picture of Javed and my picture of you were completely switched. It was really funny. So I pictured you looking more like Javed. I'm Javed looking more like you, but now hearing your voice, I can see the difference.
Right.
It was strange. So I don't know. That's kind of the history of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of a strange thing.
No, actually, I think it's kind of cool.
Why?
I mean, it's kind of cool. I mean, you have a friend from high school, like before, you know, pre-college, and then you, like, get to know all his friends, you know, from college through email and phone call. That's kind of cool, you know?
The thing that I like about it most is I've learned so much, so many different sides of Steve, because at least I find that when I'm with somebody, I act one way, but when I'm with another friend, I might act completely different.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've gotten to know more of a well-rounded view of who he is.
Right.
Because I've gotten to meet him on the phone with Javed there, or I got to meet Javed, so... And seeing him with Ben, and his relationship with Ben is absolutely amazing. I've never seen such a wonderful relationship. So it's in hearing his relationship with you also. He's told me many wonderful things about you. but hearing his relationship with you, I was more interested in meeting you than I think many of the than most of the roommates, because you're going to be close to, he seems close to you now.
Right.
So I don't know.
So how's your holidays so far?
How's my holidays? It's been interesting. I started working full time the Monday after the first Monday that I had free. I was asked to work working at the same company my mom works at, which is a textbook publishing company.
A what company?
Textbook publishing.
Okay.
So I'm doing T&Es, which is transportation and expense reports. It's just, you know, going through making sure people don't put down more money than they should and watching how people try to cheat the company. It's actually quite fun. I had someone who was able to charge their sorority bill onto their expense report, which is kind of funny. But so I've been doing that, and we had one party with a group of friends that Steve and I are friends with. His brother, I don't know if he talks about people back home much, but his brother and Kate and a couple other of his close friends, and who I'm also friends with, we had a party, so that was kind of neat. And besides that, I volunteered at a homeless shelter the other day. And then, on the 3rd, I'm making an authentic French dinner party.
Wow.
Where you have all the courses. Like, dessert will be 3 courses. And so, like, the rest of the meal will be, like, about 7 or 8. And I took more Southern French than anything. I'm a Francophile, and I absolutely love France, except for the fact that they have an awful healthcare system and their government is completely crazy. But otherwise, I'm completely in love with France. And so I thought that I should kind of teach Steve about what the French food would be like, because I want to show him a bit of that. And I'm also arranging for him and Javed to go down to France, and I want Steve to meet. I have 2 very, very close friends, one of which I never talk to except for when I'm in France, but she's kind of like a spirit sister, and her name's Evelyn. And then I have Steve. And I always wanted the two of them to meet, because if she was in America and they had a chance to meet, I think that she'd be perfect, absolutely perfect for Steve. So I'm arranging for him to meet her en France. So that's kind of neat. So I'm going to do the French dinner party thing, which will be neat, but I'm also trying to do that while working. So he's going to come over to my house while I'm at work and put everything in the oven.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So I don't know, how's your holiday been?
Really nothing much. I mean, I sleep most of the time. we had an occasional, like, you know, family parties and stuff like that, but basically that's it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the trip is so short. I mean, I'm leaving in the 4th. This doesn't give me much time to, like, you know, to hang. I pretty much spent a lot of just last couple of days getting ready for the trip.
Are you apprehensive at all?
Frankly, I don't even feel like I'm going for 8 months. I just have no real emotions about it. I'm sure it's going to hit me once I get there.
Mm-hmm.
But at this point, I don't really feel anything.
What made you decide on Belgium?
Hmm?
What made you decide on Belgium?
A lot of things. I was recommended highly. The whole program is taught in English. I know French, but I kind of question if I could, you know, absorb all the information in French, so I figured English is kind of better. And it's a program for international, it's like a program, it's the school is known more for its international relations and business and international economics, so since I'm doing a minor,
mm-hmm.
it's a good way to get rid of both of them, and it's a good place to learn that, so let's get rid of that. It's also a cool location, right between Amsterdam and Paris. It's like an hour and a half by train.
Are you going to be going to France?
Yeah, a lot. Paris, probably.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, you should go to the South.
Excuse me?
You should go to the South.
Yeah, I'll try.
It's absolutely incredible there.
Yeah, I know.
If you want, I have friends there. You could stay. I know about 5 people going to Europe this break. Either this semester, this coming semester, or over the summer.
Right.
And it's just, I think it's absolutely incredible. But, yeah. So you're going to be spending a lot of time in France? Have you ever been there?
No, I haven't been to France, but I've been to Germany and England a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And Brussels. I've been to Brussels once, but I don't remember too well. But I'm hoping to, yeah, go down to Paris a lot. I mean, pretty much what I'm told, since it's so close by, every weekend people go down to Paris or they go down to Amsterdam.
Oh, wow.
So it should be interesting. Also because I'm guaranteed an internship there if I go.
Mm.
And I'll be kind of cool working abroad, so I wanted to do that. So it's kind of like, that's why I'll be staying there for like 8 months. That's a pretty long time compared to Steve and Javid. I think they're going to be there for like 5 or 6 months.
Yeah. Steve's apprehensive about it, I think.
Yeah. But I mean, it'll be okay for me. Javid's there with him.
Yeah. Well, he's hoping to get to do an internship in Spain, but he's not sure if he'll get it or not.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe, but yeah, it's kind of funny because he's traveled all over the United States.
Right.
But he's never gone abroad. So I'm wondering if, the second time I went to France, I wrote him letters because we were good friends by that time. And so we wrote long letters. So I'm interested to see. I didn't change a lot, but I grew a lot from the experience. So I'm wondering in what ways he'll grow from it, or if he'll enjoy it as much as he enjoys traveling the United States.
Mm-hmm.
I hope he'll be okay though, with the allergies and stuff.
Yeah, he'll be okay.
I don't know. So are you planning on taking any side trips besides to France, to Amsterdam?
I'm sorry, what was that? You mean go see other places?
Mm-hmm.
Well, my guidance counselor has family in Brussels, and I mean, in all over Belgium, so, and she has people in Germany, so I'll probably be going down to Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a 2-week holiday so I can leave, so I don't really thought about where I'm going to go. I could possibly go down to Spain and meet them. Think in Italy or Switzerland or something like that.
Mm.
But at this point, I don't know.
Uh-huh. So so you travel a lot. Is this the first time you traveled by yourself, or have you been by yourself before?
I travel with my family mostly, but I traveled 2 years ago by myself to a country called United Arab Emirates.
Oh yeah.
I have a family there.
Oh wow.
Yeah, construction oil business. So, I went by myself to visit there. It was kind of cool, but you know, it's like it's not the same thing because you're staying with family, you know.
Mhm.
So this is like the first time I'm totally on my own.
Are you worried that you'll be alone?
No, I don't think so. I mean, everywhere I've been at, nope. I mean, I'm sure I'm going to meet people because, like, everyone's in the same situation, you know? Everyone's, like, you know, like, going by themselves or with one person and, you know, they're in a new country, they're all apprehensive. And so in that kind of environment, it's easy to make friends.
That's true. And are you the only person from Penn going?
No, I'm going with 2 other people of the Penn students and 3 other students I haven't even met. They're from other schools.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to meet one of the Penn student that is going. Seems pretty nice, so we'll do stuff, I'm sure, once we get there.
Oh, that's nice. That sounds incredible.
What about yourself? You've been to France, right?
That's the only place outside. I was in Heathrow.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, I've only been to France. I went to France the summer after my freshman year of high school for 2 weeks with school, and then the summer after my sophomore year, I went, how long did I go? A month?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was gone for a month. Yeah. But I absolutely loved it. It was funny because last summer was the first summer that I had been home for the whole summer. It was the strangest feeling. I didn't like it at all.
Right.
But it's just so beautiful there, and the culture is so much more laid back, and especially after the you know, all the time that you spend rushing around in America, to go to a culture that's more laid back and more beautiful would be incredible. Can you do that 1 second?
Sure.
Thank you. Hello.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. But I absolutely love the culture, and I was lucky enough, the first time I went, I met a wonderful person named Solène, and we didn't get along at first, but now we're like sisters, because she comes and visits me every summer, except for this summer she's receiving Steve and Javed, and then possibly my brother might be going, so then she'll receive him, so she might not come this summer, because I'm also going to California, possibly. So we're like sisters. And then the second summer, I stayed with a family who's Pinoir, the father's Pinoir, which is Blackfoot in French, which means he was French living out in Algeria.
Right.
And then when there was a war or something, that he came back. And he was a really wonderful person. And I stayed with their family, and I was kind of like a daughter there, which was really neat because I got to really see what the culture was like. I mean, I enjoy going to museums and seeing things like that. But the best thing for me is to look at and live the culture. So when I went, I was doing chores, and I got to be like a daughter and really see the pragmatics of what life there was like. And to me, that was just amazing and wonderful. And I mean, there's some good things and some bad things about it. When I got sick there, I really learned a lot. it's kind of, there's a part of me that'll always be left there. So tell me more about yourself.
Jeez. I don't know what else there is to say, actually. Do you have any questions in mind? Or?
I'm not sure what to ask. It's funny because I know, I mean, Steve's told me, you know, like, what a wonderful friend you've been to him. And he's told me about you in some respects. So in some ways, I feel like I know you. And in others, I have no clue who you are. So it's kind of, it's different.
Right.
Huh?
I'm sorry, what was that?
It's just much different. Do you have any questions for me?
I can't really think on the top of my head. I'm the kind of person who likes to get to know a person, you know, like, I like to see and get to know, you know, person to person.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, for me, it's kind of difficult. I hear this voice, but I don't know, you know, I've seen pictures of you, but I don't exactly know, you know, the person behind the voice, you know, the face.
Yeah.
So, it's kind of, I don't really know. I mean, I got to do stuff before I can start asking questions and stuff, so.
Yeah, well, I mean, if it helps. It's different talking to you. I can understand your apprehension. I'm kind of outgoing, and I'm also very very much into voice and language. And so, I do believe that meeting someone and seeing them defines who that person is.
Right.
And makes it easier to talk. But as I tell people. Is that you can ask me any question you want, whether, you know, no matter how personal it may seem, as long as you give me the right to say no and not feel bad if I say no. So I'm a very open person, and so I tend to answer almost any question, and the only reason I reserve that right with most of the people I talk to is that it's because you guys are, I don't want to hurt Steve in any way. If he asks me a question that's related to him, you know, I would probably not respond because I want to respect his right, and also the fact that he's sharing, allowing me to speak with you and introducing me to you in this way.
Mm-hmm.
Is that that's probably why. But I don't know. I'm hoping one day to be able to come down to Pennsylvania.
Right.
I was down there, you know, I was down before, but my parents were being difficult, so hopefully one day I could come down and visit. I haven't, so, and that would be kind of neat because I get to meet all of you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So, are you an only child or do you have brothers and sisters?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Are you an only child or do you have brothers?
No, I actually have a younger brother.
You have a younger brother?
Yeah, he's about 16.
He's 16?
Mm-hmm.
So he's a sophomore?
Yes, well,